Though Baba Jugwa's identity remains a mystery, there's no doubt that this Facebook character, describing himself as a concerned father fighting nepotism and directly linking the community with his leaders, is currently leading the debate on Zimbabwe's 2013 elections on the social media platform Facebook. He is not alone, as millions of Zimbabweans are on various social media platforms which have become a contested public sphere. For Bulawa Agenda Communications Manager Meli Dube, this is part of Zimbabwe's democratization process.
Almost everyone is talking about Baba Jugwa, my Jugwa, and so forth. People are really following the debates online, and it's so convenient because you don't have to move to anywhere. You just have to open your phone, just look through your phone and see the whole political arena. But what is lacking is for the state agents like the registry office to also take advantage of those platforms to reach out to young people and to Zimbabweans in general.
First-time Facebook follower Mukoma Mike of Masungo agrees, noting that people are using social media platforms to disseminate a lot of information about this year's expected general elections.
This is my first time to use Facebook, and I've discovered that some written things that I've seen on Facebook are quite informative, and I believe it's a very good way of communicating, especially in our situation here in Zimbabwe. The problem is that we've got only one way of communicating through ZBC, Herald, and so forth. Yes, we've got some other independent newspapers and so forth, but with Facebook, we can easily communicate and know what is happening everywhere. And again, on WhatsApp, I think WhatsApp is quite okay, because right there you communicate and you get an answer. And especially political side of it, I think we need this new technology that is coming in.
He says some of the information being disseminated by members of the public is unsettling some political parties.
Some politicians are really getting very jittery about this Facebook and WhatsApp, because it goes right into their nets. And especially one of them, Baba Jugwa, they are getting worried about this issue. It's quite good, because with the tightening of media information in our country, this is the only way we can communicate, to get information from other people.
Another Zimbabwean, Bekthemba Nkomo of Victoria Falls, believes that WhatsApp, Facebook and other social media platforms enable the public to scrutinize the country's electoral process.
People can contact each other without the interference of the status quo or these people who control what we want to hear. So in Facebook, we are free to exchange views, we are free to teach each other, we are free to inculcate all these philosophies, which we as the people believe that they are fundamental to us.
Nkomo says it is now difficult for political parties to disseminate unfiltered information at a time when many people, especially in urban areas, are moving away from the traditional media.
It seems that in Zimbabwe here, what is happening, that the elite, the ruling people, are away from us. They want to deal amongst themselves about us, not with us. So in Facebook, whatever they may try to do in WhatsApp, we are free to share our views, to share information and to educate each other, independent of them, independent of the monopoly of ZBC.
He believes that WhatsApp appears to be dominating the social media sphere, with millions of Zimbabweans posting interactive election messages and other issues. Critics say it is difficult to measure the impact of social media messages on the electorate, though they agree that social media platforms are playing a critical role in highlighting various issues as Zimbabwe prepares for crucial polls. According to Clifford Mashiri, a social anthropologist and PhD candidate at South London University, there is no doubt that such media have become part of Zimbabwe's political system.
With all this Baba Jugwa, my Jugwa, the fact that they have created quite some profiles of themselves and names as well behind these Facebooks and so on, it shows that Facebook is getting more and more popular, or it's accessible to many Zimbabweans, because they can use mobile phones, they can use the internet, or they can use their computers, laptops, and so on.
And for social media constructs, Baba Jugwa and his opponent, the pro ZANU-PF Amai Jugwa, or mother of Jugwa, with almost 20,000 followers on Facebook, the battle continues in the social media sphere for pocketing ordinary people's votes in the forthcoming general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kips Dube.